estamos en la casa con una de las mentes más creativas en la zona de Illinois. Su nombre es Francisco Ochoa, dueño de la compañía Airborne Films. ¿Cómo estás, Francisco?
Yo, aquí nomás.
Muchas gracias por aceptar la invitación a este segmento de Paradigma Show. Sí, estaba ansioso de tenerte en este episodio. Me gustan mucho los videos musicales y siento que segmento este. Francisco Ochoa, para los que no te conocen, puedes introducirte.
Cool. You mind if I speak in English and then you translate for me? Because you know my Spanish.
You can speak in English. It's good. We're a platform in which, you know, we are uncensored and we don't have if we speak English, we speak English, you know, we speak Spanish, whatever is, you know, however you feel comfortable with, you know.
Cool.
You can switch back and forth, you know, but as long as you feel comfortable, boom, we're good.
Yeah, that's fine with me. Let me just spark this blunt real quick, one sec.
Sounds good.
All right, for sure. I go by Francisco Ochoa. My company is Airborne Films. I've been doing this for 10 years. I started in 2010 when I was a senior in high school. And I just been doing this ever since for 10 years straight. One of my biggest clients right now is Brave Six. I've been filming all his videos. He just signed to Sony Records with Diablo.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's probably like my biggest artist right now that I'm working with.
Nice. I personally, and I feel like many artists that are on the platform, have been able to either work with you or seen your work.
Yeah, definitely.
Right? Airborne Films is pretty up there. How did you, were able to work with so many artists and keep that consistency going, right? Because I don't believe it's an easy thing. It has to be a lot of
dedication, man.
Right.
Yeah. What I usually tell people is, man, you know, this ain't a job, man. This is a lifestyle, you know. You gotta live and breathe this stuff. My girlfriend, she probably, you know, in the beginning, she didn't even know. You know, I told her in the beginning, I was like, hey, you know, this is my life. It's gonna be crazy. If you wanna continue now, continue. If not, this is your way out. And she didn't believe me. And now she's like, wow, you know, we've shot over 200 videos. We've been together. It's a lifestyle, man. You know, you gotta be on time, you know, wherever you're at, location, half the time it takes all day. You know, so, you know, and then there's times where we go where we don't eat, you know, we won't eat all day,
right?
One meal. And that's just how dedicated, you know.
You said something really interesting that perhaps, you know, the name of the show is Paradigma Show, right? A paradigma is a model that we have. And that model that you see your life, right? Or in a sense, you know, what you do, that it's not a job, you know, it's a lifestyle. And that, I feel like you've answered my question really. You answered my question really good.
Hey, my bad. I had to reconnect. I couldn't hear you off the... That's because I was doing it off the internet, but I'm on the app now. Can you hear me?
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's good. So I was saying, I was mentioning how you know, the name of the show, it's a Paradigma Show. And, you know, I'll bring artists down to speak about, you know, their stories and what they have going on and their minds, mostly, right? And that is an interesting thing that you said about it's a lifestyle, because a lot of the things failed because we don't see it the way that we are supposed to see it, right? We are just you know, like thinking like it's a job, right? And it's not gonna work in the long run. Maybe it's a temporary thing. But same as for like a diet, right? Diets don't really work. Diets, yeah, you can, yeah, like diets, you can go ahead and
30 do, days.
yeah, go on. Right, right, you know, and boom, right, and then it goes all back.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. But if you're in a lifestyle,
yeah,
boom, you have maintaining.
To be dedicated. You got to keep pushing. You know. And like, you know, I've told you personally, you know, I've been robbed, you know, like I got set up in Chicago and I got robbed 3 years ago just because I was shooting music videos. They seen me, you know, people seen me like, okay, you know, this guy, he's finally getting up there. And, you know, they took advantage and they, you know, I got set up and I got robbed and I could have stopped right then and there, you know. I could have said, you know what, forget this. I'm going to work a 9-to-5 the rest of my life and I'm just going to stay in closed doors. But I said, fuck that. You want to kill me for what I do? I'm going to die doing what I love. You know what I mean? And I'm going to keep doing this. It don't matter, you know, what anybody, whoever tries to stop me, they ain't going to stop me, man. I got.
You're really inspirational. You're really inspirational to me, man. Let me tell you that. Because, man, that's some real words. You know, it's like you got to go to that point like, man, I'm going to die doing what I love, right? That is one of maybe like the hardest parts as a person. Perhaps maybe like... personally, when you're trying to find your purpose, right? Like find your purpose. Once you understand what your purpose is, boom, you know, like going for it every day, right? Like boom, like dedication, right? It's man, you're really inspirational. You I thank you for your words. You know, because they have an impact on people, you know, on people that are perhaps trying to follow the same dreams, you know. What the way that you gotta take it, you know, and man, where can people look, find your work? You know, I know you have a website for the store.
Yep.
YouTube channel.
Yeah, you can search me on YouTube. You could just search me on YouTube as Airborne Films. It's AirbornFilmz. Or you could just type in, you know, Brave Six. I'll pop up in there too. My store, I got a website for clothing. It's called airborneclothing.storeenvy.com. Mm-hmm. And then also Instagram, Facebook, just type in Airborne Films, you'll find me.
So how does the Airborne Films start with the name and
well, to be honest, back before I started shooting music videos, I was into the clothing line, you know. I wanted to build my own clothing and my own brand, so I came up with Airborne Clothing. And then I was progressing, I started shooting videos, and I pretty much, you know, like I let the clothing die down and I started focusing more on just videos. And from there I just went from Airborne Clothing to Airborne Films, and you know, I just, and I, and now it's just like, it's good because now it's all together, you know? So like the clothing line, everything is all airborne, you know? So it's, you know, when I thought of the name, I thought, you know, something that's, you know, up in the, you know, successful, high up, you know? And, you know, I feel like if you want to get to the top, you got to get airborne, you know what I mean? You got to get ready to take flight. And, you know, that's what I'm all about, man. Just shooting up to the, shooting up for success, man. Getting, you know, being as high as possible, man. Getting to the most highest point in life. And, you know, that's what life is all about, man. Just trying to progress and be successful, you know. So that, you know, that's a little meaning behind the behind the name. But, you know, Airborne Films, man, you know.
That's awesome, Francisco. Because a lot of people don't buy what you do, but a lot of the time, most of the time, they buy why you do it, right? And it's interesting. It's interesting to understand your brand a little bit better. You know, the successful view of it. Since, you know, you got that one of the cabs, right? You got that military look with that since 19, and then you got those X2X.
Yeah, yeah. I don't since know that's 19XX, you know. Or, I put the 10, I cro- yeah, I
so like anything
the two last digits because it's from anybody, you know what I mean? Since the 19, you know what I mean? Like, it don't matter what age you are, you know, we all have a little airborne in us, you know?
Right. Nice. So you had any specific like clothing line that you had in mind?
Well, right now I have two clothing lines coming out right now. Since the summer's finally here and COVID-19 is finally over with, so I got a clothing line coming in on Monday. So you know, I got different colors. We got black, and then we also got red. And it's all gonna be on our website as well. You can pre-order. You can pre-order directly on our website, airborneclothing.storeenvy.com. And we got sizes from small to 2X.
Nice. Yeah, I'm in your store right now, and looks good, man. Looks good, definitely.
Yeah, we're definitely gonna be pre-ordering more snapbacks too. We got to reorder snap. It's because, you know, the COVID-19, everything closed down, so it was real hard to get more merch in. But right. we got them coming this year.
So. For the videos, right? Now that you're starting the videos, when you start the videos, why videos? Why you started?
Well, when I first
like that,
how I got into shooting music videos, I was, you know, I was still in high school, and a lot of my, you know, a lot of people that I was in high school, you know, they were barely starting to get in the rap scene, and you know, that was real big back in 2010, going into 2011, and pretty much. One of my real close homies, LBP, shout out to LBP. He was an engineer. He still produces and engineers. But when he first started, you know, I seen what he was doing. And, you know, we were young. We didn't know how to do anything. So I had a camcorder. And I said, hey, I think I know how to work with the programs. Let's shoot a music video. And from that day forward, I have not put down the camera since. And this day, man. You know, and it just kind of blew up from there, man. Just recording him, you know, at first, you know, I was just, you know, doing it. And then he had a lot of other people that he would record. So it was like perfect because it was the studio and we had the video producer. So it was like, you could get your song made and a music video. So it was like a big bundle, and that kind of just blew up, man. And I never stopped hustling since, man.
Como cuántos videos crees que tiene?
Well, if you look on my YouTube, I could actually give you the actual number right now. Let me pop it up. For all the music videos that I've shot, my YouTube channel, I have, hold on. It's a big number. It's a big number. It's been 10 years, so it's been I know it's, I don't want to say a number and then it's way more than what I thought.
You're constantly adding work too.
Oh yeah. Every day. Okay. I got 662 videos. 662 wow. videos. I got 1.3 million views on YouTube. And I'm about to hit 8,000 subscribers.
You already have 7,000.
Yep. I'm at like 7.97. So I probably need like two. I need like two more 98. To hit 8K.
Yeah, dude. Oh. Hey, you're going to get them right now. For the people that is listening right now, just go ahead and you know, while you're at it.
Hit that subscribe button, that notification. We got hot content coming in. It's always just music. What I do is just, I put my work on my channel. So a lot of people think that, you know, that's my music. But no, it's actually the videos that I create. So anything you see on my channel is all from my artists, you know, that's all their content. I'm just posting all my work, so everybody that you know wants to shoot videos with me, that's my portfolio, so they can see, you know, all my work. But a majority of my videos, they don't have a lot of views because they're just, you know, they're not the main video. But if you actually look up the video from the client and they have it on their channel, they usually have way more views than me because they're sharing that video more. But I like to, you know, I like to post my content right. So people can see, you know, my work and, you know, my progression and, you know.
Right. Yeah.
And then it also puts my clients out there too, all the artists that I work with, you know. They get my fan base gets to see their work. So, you know, it's mm-hmm. you know, it's a win-win for everybody, you know.
Yeah. Win-win. Yeah. That's what I tell my brothers. That we gotta do a win-win at the end of the day, man. But now that you recorded that many music videos, are we only you only thinking about doing music videos? Yeah, that about going like doing any commercials or doing like movies or anything like that.
Well, right now we have a TV show in the making. It's called Blockas. We you know, little things kind of went south, but we're now turning that TV show into a movie. So you know, keep a lookout for Blockas. It's the movie. It's coming soon.
Nice.
Probably by the end of this year. We're, you know, with the coronavirus and everything that kind of set us back. But we all last year we were recording a lot for the TV show. But we decided we're gonna push forward and we're gonna just make it into a movie. That way, you know, it's on a much bigger platform, you know. Because we have so much, you know, we have so much special effects, so much, you know, just crazy stuff. I mean, we got people getting buried. We got, you know, just buried alive. People get, you know, it's a lot. You can't hear me? I'm sorry. I got a phone call. Yeah. But,
I can hear you.
Yeah, we did shoot a short film with Neto Reino and Brave Six and Yeberita Six. If you look that up right now, it's got over 113,000 views. It's on Neto Reino's channel. It's a verified
channel.
So we did a short film with that. Shout out to Memo Loco for being a part of that, and Don Diablo, and everybody else that was a part of it. Yeah, you can check that out right now on YouTube.
Yeah.
Type in Neto Reino, and it's going to be the first video that pops up.
Oh, yeah. I watched it already. Yeah, I watched it already. And, yeah, man. I mean, you keep up your work, you know, pretty, you're pretty constant, man. I respect, you know, that's why I respect you so much. And you know.
I appreciate it, man. That means a lot, bro. Because I don't hear it. You're doing it often.
You know?
I don't hear it, you know. I'm so busy working, bro, that I don't ever hear anybody's feedback. You know, so it's good to hear that, man. I really appreciate that, man. That means a lot, because, you know, I got a lot of people that put me down and tell me, you know, hey, why are you doing that? You know, you got robbed. Why aren't you just working a 9-to-5? You know, it'd be easier. And like, I feel like at the end of the day, this is my legacy, and I'm building a platform for my children. And I feel like, you know, this is a legacy, man. It can only go up. And hey, you know, I got videos with 100,000 views, and you know, I shot them, man. So I got people watching all over the world. So it feels good, you know. We're finally getting somewhere, and
yeah,
we can only go up from here. I thank God for putting me in this position, and all the mistakes that I made, you know, it led me here. But you know, I'm just glad that, you know, I'm still here on this earth, alive, breathing, and being able to produce all this content for everybody, man. You know, I've always loved filmmaking since I was a little kid. You know, I've always wanted to do some shit for I went to Universal Studios when I was a little kid, and man, ever since then, blew me away. And I've always wanted to do movies and stuff, so hey, I'm doing it now, and hopefully we can get, you know, to the big leagues.
Yes, sir. Francisco Cha, ¿cuál crees que ha sido tu video más difícil de grabar, de producir o editar?
Man, the hardest one.
Todos los que tienes.
You know, the hardest one that I did, to be honest, man, I'm going to give a shout out to Mustang Medina. You know, me and him, you know, we worked a lot, and we did the video Masacre, and you know, that was probably the hardest video that I did, because it was a lot of pressure on me, because you know, I wanted to make sure that this was like the best video hands down, because at the time I was having a lot of competition with a lot of other Chicago artists, and it was to the point where it was like, I'm going to lose all my clients, or, you know, I'm going to end up giving up. And I said, you know what? Forget that. I know who I am. I know what I could do. And I went my hardest with that. We shot 3 days. We shot a majority in Chicago, and then the rest was in Gary, Indiana, in an abandoned church. So, you know, it took a lot of time out of, you know, I probably did we shot 3 days of recording, so that was probably more than 72 hours of just, you know, filming and finding locations and, you know, making sure the film came out right. And then I probably spent another 2-3 days just straight editing to make sure that the video was perfect, on point, with effects, visual effects, color, you know, color correction, transitions, you know. I had to make sure that, and then it also has a storyline to it as well, with a little suspenseful ending to it. So it wasn't just a music video, it was a short film music video, also with, you know, a lot of acting. We had a lot of people involved in that film. We had probably over 12 people all in that film. Shout out to everybody. There were so many people, I can't name them all, but and shout out to Brave Six, man. You know, he always, you know, he's always had my back since day one, and you know, he's always had the confidence in me, because when I was filming in the beginning, I wasn't as good as I am now, and he definitely made made me who I am today, and he pushed me in the right direction, and I thank him for, you know, always being there for me, and just keep, you know, believing in me, and, you know, that film was hard, man. That you know, it was a lot. It was a lot of work. It was, that's probably the most hardest video I ever shot, but me, man, this ain't nothing, you know. I could go way longer. I could do way more.
Right. I'm watching it right now, and I see, you know, it is a complicated shoot in the sense of angles. You're switching angles, like, you know, quite often, like, you know, you're doing all this, like, the scene is pretty, you set the scene.
Yeah, sound effects, visual, I mean, if you
pretty
listen
nice,
to the video,
you know,
crack some guy's neck, I made the sound effects, all the, you know, I went hard for that one. I'm, you know, but that was a big budget video. It took a lot of time, and, you know, that one, I feel like we went real hard on that one. But we got way more things coming out that are going to be way more crazier. So we could only go up from now.
Oh,
and I know 8K nice. Is coming out, so we're going to have to end up upgrading cameras soon. Yeah, 8K.
For the 8K, right? So how can artists interested in hiring you for their
you could contact me
video.
Either through any of my social medias, or you can contact me directly to my email at airbornefilms@gmail.com, and let me know that, you know, you heard the podcast and that you want a video.
Nice. So what do you, which do you think was the video that you enjoyed the most?
We just shot right now. There was a video that we just shot with Brave Six. It took us 6 months to shoot the video just because of the coronavirus, but we started in January, so we got pretty much, you could see the seasons change in the video, but it took a long time. But that one right now is the one that I like the most. But we got more stuff coming that we're going to be dropping. That's actually in the works right now. We just were filming with Brave Six yesterday in Chicago. So be on the lookout for that. I just shot that last night. So I'm actually loading all that onto my computer as we speak. So that's going to be coming within the probably a week from now. But if you look up the video, nice. the one I'm just talking about is Brave Six. It's called Sombras. Yeah, that one, I feel like I went real good with the cinematic. ¿Nomás dos? ¿O cuántos?
I'm watching it.
Yep.
Sombras. This one came out
probably not even a week ago.
Is that something? Get the fuck out of here. Damn. That's nice. Wow. That was nice. Yeah? I have to rewind it because that was a really nice, not great. Yeah. How were you able to move the
tricycle? Yeah, man. We actually did that shot about like a good 16 times.
yeah, I bet.
I was gonna add that shot again in the video, but I just didn't want people to be like, I had to put it just one time so people, you know, be suspenseful for that. But actually, what we did is it took two people. We had Brave standing in the background, and we actually lit the tricycle on fire. And what we did is we lined up some fishing wire, tied it to the handle of the tricycle, and then we had to rig it where we had to move the fishing wire out of the scene, and then we had to pull it. But the reason why we shot it so many times is because every time we pulled the tricycle would either go the wrong way or it would crash into something.
Right. So
for it to come straight forward, we had, you know, it took us a couple times to get that shot. But yeah, that took no editing. There was no editing involved. That was straight, just straight shot. You know, we did color correct everything on there, but there was no special effects on that. That was all raw film. You know, so yeah, we had to go a little old school with the fishing wire, but with the reason why we didn't do special effects is because of the flames. It would have looked too fake, so. But yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well.
Yeah, and then the witches
came out
too.
Awesome.
Shout out to my girl and Yeverita.
Very, yeah. The. Very well thought. The. Very cinematic,
and then we also
like
used
said.
The old VHS camera while shooting that. So that was actually an old camera that we actually used. So usually people use, like special effects or like, you know. So that was actually shot on an actual night vision old VHS camera. So that's how we were. Yeah. And then,
that's money.
Yeah, that was a tricky one because I had to convert all the files because it's such an old camera, and it took me such a long time that I have an iMac, so it's like, come on, you're trying to hook up an old, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just doesn't work like that no more. There's no USB plug-in for this thing, you know. So yeah, man. But I ended up getting it, and yeah, it came out sick, man. I was Brave sick, man. That was his idea. He brought the camera. You know, that's what I tell a lot of my clients. If you have a vision, I can make it for you. You know what I'm saying? Just give me the vision. You know, I have a creative mind, but as long as you give me, you know, like a head start, I can, you know, I can think of a lot of different scenarios and things like that. So. That's what I like about Brave Six is that, you know, we work together where he just tells me, this is how I want it. And I instantly hear him and I see it in my head and I'm like, boom, there you go. It comes to the point where he just says one thing. He don't even have to look at the video. It's already, you know, like he already knows how, you know. You know, and that's what I like about him.
Yeah. I see. Yeah. Well, they're.
Yeah, you know, like if you think of anything,
shots.
I can create it. You know, just give me ideas. I can come up with different scenarios. Like, you know, how we were talking about making a movie too, bro. You know, like we can come up with anything. You know what I'm saying? It's just putting your mind to it. And as long as we got people that are willing to help, you know, we can make anything happen, man. You see the videos, you know? And that's with people being dedicated, you know.
But it's so good. We're talking about the video. What's the Mascaras?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, man, you know.
Sombras.
Sombras, yeah, yeah, sombras. Máscaras.
No sé por qué dije máscaras. Es que la tenía abierta y por alguna razón y no sé por qué pensé máscaras.
It's all good, man.
Es que hubo un chat de Brave, que es así de muy como si no muy cinemático ahí, y no sé, tal vez pensé en una máscara y sombras, no sé por qué también sombras. Pero hey, estas sombras, ¿no?
Yeah, the video has a lot of different, you know, if you watch the video, the whole thing is not one, you know, usually you, when you see videos, it's like the same thing over and over until the
Oh, wow.
So this Dude. One's like, you know, if you watch it from beginning to end, it's just everything is going to, you're not going to see the same thing twice, you know what I mean? So it's like it was a bunch of, you know, it was a lot of film, you know, a lot, you know, it took us 6 months to shoot that. So, you know, people don't see, you know, like it's only like 2-3 minutes long, but then all the time and dedication.
No, you know, when you were saying about the camera, the way that it's shot.
Yeah.
There's a part, let me know, where is this part? I'll tell you exactly. There's a part in which, okay, I think I found it. Well, you say the camera, it's an old camera, right?
Yeah.
You can really see it, right? And maybe even feel it in a sense. That it's really good.
It's terror, man. You know, it gives you that Blair Witch project, you know, that look.
Yeah.
You know, and the thing is nowadays, these cameras that they make, they don't have night vision on them anymore, you know? So that to get those, that look, that night vision look, you know, that's hard to get. You have to shoot it on an old camera. So, you know, and that's why, you know, if you watch the Blair Witch project or you watch a lot of these old movies, they were all shot on, you know, that's what's. Mm-hmm. With that grinny, you know, that grinny look, you know, like the everything that's old is it has a scary look to it, you know what I mean? Like if you look at a lot of antique things, it's pretty scary, you know. So when you add all these old things, because everybody's used to modern things, you know. So when you start seeing these old things, that's when you kind of get scared, you know. You get that, oh, you know, that creepy vibe, like the little tricycle, that's from the 60s, you know what I'm saying? It's just a tricycle, but when you catch it on fire and you see it moving by itself, you get scared, you know what I mean? The thing about terror is anything you shoot, you can shoot with anything. It could be whatever you want, but as long as you throw terror in there, you know what I'm saying? Anything can go, and that's, you know.
Yeah.
And that's where I take out my cinematic side.
What's your favorite? What's has been your favorite video to work on?
My most favorite, man, is because I shoot so many, man. It gets to the point where it's like, man, you know, they're all my favorite.
Oh yeah.
But it's just like, you know, I have so many, you know, that it's hard to pick an exact one, but. Yeah, man, I mean, whew, 10 years of shooting, man, that's a lot of videos, 662, you know. That's a lot. Yeah.
That's a lot of videos.
Yeah.
It's a lot of time.
Yeah, I probably should. to be honest, before the coronavirus, I was probably shooting about 15 to 18, probably close to 20 videos a month, you know. So with Brave 6 alone, we shot over, what, like 14, 15 videos just with just me and him ever since, you know. That was just in, you know, a year, so.
Yeah.
You know.
Wow. And for how do you see the industry of film going after the, you know,
Corona?
What has been recent?
Well, to be honest, man, the film industry, they always make money, you know. And at this time and moment, I feel like, you know, I think things are going to get back to normal. I feel like the coronavirus was just like a distraction to keep us all from, you know, getting to where we want to be. I feel like they just try to slow us down on purpose. But I feel like everything's going to get back to normal. The film industry, they lost a lot of money. You know, they're hurting, you know, because they usually invest a couple million and they get a big return back for any movie that they make. So.
Right.
Oh, yeah, nomás la prendes allá atrás. Yeah, my bad.
No, you're good. You're good. So, now that you've been going, you ever thought about hiring more staff?
At this moment, I mean, I want to get to the point where I got a whole team behind my, you know, but, you know, like I said, you know, it's a lifestyle, man. And with me just doing this alone for so long, you know, it, you know, it takes a lot of dedication. So, you know, but I want to get to the point where I have, you know, a bunch of videographers that are, you know, in my side, on my team, you know, we make a big production company, you know. That's why I call it Airborne Films, a production company, you know what I mean? Because I want to make this a big deal, you know. The thing is, as of right now, I'm at the point right now where, you know, the people that I'm shooting, you know, I have to cancel a lot of people sometimes just because, you know, I get booked up so much. Or, you know, so when I do get to the point where I'm able to have more people on my team, I can just send my clients to them and, you know, we all make money, you know what I mean? Because that's the thing in this videography, man, in this lifestyle, man, it's a lot of competition and everybody wants to eat. So the thing is, in Chicago, man, we're all cutthroat, you know what I mean? Like, we don't like to share. Nobody likes to share. You know what I'm saying? So it's like everybody wants their own piece of the pie. But I feel like if we all unite, everybody could eat, man. You know what I mean? If we all work together, sir. And we all, you know, we're all passionate on what we do, we can get far. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And coming from a point of helping other people out, and for becoming better.
Yeah, man.
It's one paradigm of helping. You know, a lot of the times we want to get ahead by cutting other people. You know, but we don't take the time. We never take the time to listen. We always going to, you know, have the you know, try to respond something or whatever, but we don't just hear out and understand.
Yeah.
Fuck it. You don't even have to say nothing. Just understand.
Yep.
Just understand those persons, you know. I'm really, you know, grateful for for you sharing your a little bit of your story, your lifestyle, here in this episode on the Paradigma Show, really, because it has inspired me, you know, to really keep on following my dreams.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Because the thing is, you know, about dreams, man, you know, everybody has them, but the thing is, you know, you gotta do it, man. You know, you can't be scared. You know what I'm saying? You wanna take the risk and be rich, or you know what I'm saying? You take those two letters out, risk, and put rich. That's what I, you know what I'm saying? Instead of risk, I put the CH at the end for rich, because that's where I'm trying to be, man. I'm not trying to, you know what I mean? In this world, you need money, and that's very clear. So to get there, man, I got to follow my dreams, and I know I'm, you know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to work for somebody all my life. I want to be that CEO. I want to be that person that is the manager, that owns the company, that, you know what I'm saying? That's my dream. You know what I'm saying? And in order to get to be the CEO, you got to be the janitor. You know what I'm saying? In order to get to that position, you got to become the janitor just to get your foot in the door. And then once you work your way up, that CEO is gonna have to die sooner or later. You know what I'm saying? Somebody gotta take his place.
Somebody gotta take his place. And I mean, not even, you know, wherever you start, it's just understanding that whatever you do is important. You know, like, man, boom. And if you're gonna do something, do it right. Right? Whatever it is.
Be the best. You gotta be the best. You know what I'm saying? You gotta beat the best, you know?
Yes, sir.
And that's the thing, man. It's all about, Chicago's all about competition, man. Who's the best? Who's on top? And I feel like if we all just unite, we can all be the best. You know what I'm saying?
No, we're not gonna do that. It's not like, oh, I put myself in there, not like, I feel like that's just who we are as human beings. Like, we don't learn, you know, we keep on killing ourselves, you know. That's history. It repeats itself. Exactly. So I try to just be the change on my own, on myself, right? And whatever I want to be the change on other people, I just got to do that on myself and
yeah, think about it. How did your parents do it to give you your life? You know what I'm saying? They did it. You know what I mean? My parents crossed the border. You know what I'm saying? They did it, you know? They wanted this better life. They wanted, you know what I'm saying? You gotta take risks, and if you see it and you think you could do it, you can do it. Anything is possible in this world. There's people that fly jets. There's people that fly planes. You know what I'm saying? There's so many things in this world that you could do, that as long as you study and you knowledge, bro, knowledge is key. If you just learn the simple things in life, you can unlock any door you want in this world.
Wise words.
You know, man. And you know, I just want to fight for what, you know, what's mine, you know. I'm coming for what's mine, you know.
Yes, sir. Would you like to, if you would make a movie, what would the title be?
A movie?
Yes, sir.
What kind of movie? Is any movie?
Well, any movie, whatever movie you like.
Shit, well, I mean, we got this movie coming out, Placas. I mean, I don't know. You kind of threw me off with that one. I don't know. Man,
you know, we got Placas coming, man, so I'll just say Placas.
Okay.
But yeah, man, you know, I wanna be, you know, I wanna film some crazy stuff, man. And if anybody's listening to this podcast and you wanna be involved, man, just let us know. We can create something crazy, you know. Anything is possible, man. You give me the vision, I'll make it happen.
Wise words, man. Like I said, thank you for your time and for sharing your story of experience in the film industry. Not anybody can say that.
Yeah, man, it's cutthroat, bro. It's cutthroat out here. You know, it's just Chicago, man. To shoot videos in Chicago, it takes a lot.
Takes a lot.
Yeah, man. And I want to say RIP to one of my homies, Jay Tone. You know, he passed away doing what he loves. He he was shooting a music video, and somebody did a drive-by, and they accidentally shot my homie in the head, and he died instantly. And he was a cameraman, and he was just doing what he loved. And you know, passed away early, and you know, I just want to give a big shout out to him, man, because you know, that was one of my big homies, you know, and he's the main reason why I keep doing what I'm doing, because you know, he died doing what he loved, and I'm gonna do the same, you know.
It's hard to maybe like shoot music videos in Chicago, you think?
Yeah, no, man, you know, you get a lot of, it just depends on the artist that you work with, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you're working with a lot of artists that do gang activity, you know,
right,
you're gonna expect, you know, some type of, you know what I mean?
Yes.
So, you know, but my homie didn't know, you know, he was like me, you know, hungry for the money, and I almost died too, you know. When I got robbed, they almost killed me, and I just thank God that I'm still here today. And you know, I wish my homie had a second chance, but you know, I'm gonna do it for him. I'm gonna make it to the top for my boy and his name. I know he's looking down on us, you know.
Much love, man. Would you like to add anything before we? Say goodbye to everybody.
I just want to thank you, bro, for, you know, contacting me and, you know, setting this up. I want to thank everybody that, you know, was listening. You know, I'm just an ordinary guy from Waukegan. You know, I ain't nobody big, you know. I'm just doing what I love, and, you know, hopefully, you know, it takes us somewhere. And I just want to tell everybody, follow your dreams, you know. Whatever you want to do in life, nothing's hard. Just focus on what you want, and if you focus on it hard enough, you'll get it. I can guarantee you that.
Word up, man. Thanks.
I appreciate you, man.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate you for your time. And we'll have a, we'll have you back sometime.
Yeah, man, hit me up, you know. I'm always free, man. I'm down.
All right, man. Much love. Peace. Paradigma Show.